Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A review of police records out today shows that of the 163 people arrested during protests in Ferguson, Missouri, only 7 of them were from Ferguson, Missouri. Tensions now seem to be easing, but in the hours after Darren Wilson shot Michael Brown, people were angry, and urban radio stations Hot 104.1 and Old School 95.5 turned off the music and took callers for 14 straight hours. That decision was made by DJ Jacole Boogie D. Dolby. He is also programming director for both stations and joins us now. And first, Boogie D., how are things in Ferguson today?
Well, I got to be honest with you. Last night was relatively peaceful. There were some arrests. I believe it was like 6. But that means that we pretty much had a night of peace. So that'd probably be the second night of peace since everything transpired with Michael Brown and Officer Wilson.
Now, it was just hours after Michael Brown was shot that you decided to do what you did, which was to stop playing music and start taking calls. And I just wonder, first of all, why you decided to do that.
Well, for us, we were starting to see a lot of things on social media. And what I mean by that is that my wife's niece hit her up like, hey, are you seeing what's going on about the shooting in Ferguson? And then one of my on-air talents that was on at the time, she texted me and said, hey, there's a lot of buzz on this shooting in Ferguson. Now, then my wife comes and wakes me up because I was taking a nap. And she says, hey, I think you need to get to the radio station because this thing in Ferguson is, you know, the social media is kind of upsetting what we're seeing. And a lot of it was, you know, let's go fight the cops. Let's go down to Ferguson. We're not going to take this anymore. So it was more like we were seeing something building on social media we haven't seen before. So it was more us going on the radio to say, hey, we understand it's a shooting in Ferguson. We're trying to get more details. And then with that, the phone call started flooding in from people that was in the area, people that saw it. There was a lot of misinformation being flown around. But also we were starting to see there was probably a need for us to say, hey, everybody, you know, relax, calm down. Let's see what's going on first. You know, this is all just happening. And so it kind of was taking on a life of its own through social media that we just happened to pick up on very early on.
That you could tell that this was not just another shooting.
Oh, we can definitely tell that this definitely was not going to be normal. You know, one of the reasons why, because on social media, there was a lot of people posting pictures of Michael Brown laying in the street. You either saw the picture of him laying in the street, or you saw the picture of him with a sheet over him, and you also saw the picture of his stepdad with the sign that said the Ferguson police just executed my unarmed son. So these photos and stuff like that were just going everywhere. You know, people were just getting upset.
Well, and we've got some sound of people that called into your show. This is a woman who called in to express her frustrations with the fact that her neighborhood, in her view, had turned into a police state.
First and foremost, when I get off work every day, I'm so tired of being directed, rerouted. I can't even get to my own front door. I have to go all these different back ways just to get to my house. That's frustrating. I have a 17-year-old daughter. She goes to school. She goes to visual performing arts. So every day, she's been coming home with these headaches because she's tired of all of this chaos. We hear the helicopters. I'm sick of the helicopters. You can hear when they do the gas thing, you can hear it's like a loud boom. I'm so tired. I feel like I'm a prisoner in my own home.
A prisoner in her own home. What else were you hearing from people?
Like I said, you know, we're now into like the second week. So things have changed, you know, from some perspectives. The protesters want a lot of things to happen. First and foremost, they want Officer Wilson charged for murder of Michael Brown. Second now is a conversation that we need to have about how we are dealing with the police in the county. If you know anything about St. Louis, St. Louis is made up of the city and the county.
Right.
And where this shooting happened, it was in the county. So in the county, you have all these cities like Ferguson, Olivet, San Ann, Kinloch, and they all have their own police department, own mayor, and all their own little system. But we call it the needle effect here. You get needled when you go through these different little cities in the county, getting a lot of tickets. Unfortunately, you feel like you're being harassed a lot. So the second part of the conversation is people now want to say, what are we going to do after everybody's no longer paying attention to Ferguson or St. Louis? After all the cameras is gone and everybody's no one any more interviews, what are we going to do? Because this is the situation that led to why everybody's out in the streets now, is they're just tired of dealing with these police departments because it's not one department. Every time you go, you know, 2, 4, 5 miles, you're in another city, you're dealing with a whole nother different circumstances with another police department. And that needs to be addressed. And one of the biggest conversations that we're getting now is you have a lot of these police officers don't live in the neighborhood. They live in St. Charles. They can live in St. Peter's. They can live in the city. And they're coming into areas that some of it can be predominantly black or mixed, and they don't really know how to relate. And so those conversations happen. And, yes, you're still getting people that are feeling like, hey, they are not mad at the protesters. They're mad at the people that are coming out at night causing the tear gas and the looting and stuff like that. They are still feeling like they're a prisoner in their own home, and they're tired of that too. They want to get out. You know, school still hasn't started in the Ferguson, Florissant area.
Right.
So you got a lot of different rarian things coming into the radio station right now.
Well, and people are looking to you for advice on what to do as a public figure in the community. They're also looking to people like the rapper Nelly, who's a native of St. Louis, and he got a lot of criticism for not talking early on about what was going on with Michael Brown. But then he came on Hot 104, your station, to talk about why he was not vocal. He said he wasn't even in the country at the time. Here's a clip of Nelly speaking with your colleague A+.
Everybody else do what they're doing. Everybody else do what they're doing. What you doing? Well, I'm talking to the family because I want to make sure that the young brother's name goes on to college. So what you do? Call Miss McFadden and say, yo, how do you feel about the Mike Brown Scholarship Fund? Let's send at least two brothers and sisters to school every year until we can't no more in his name so that you will never forget him. So young brothers in his situation from his neighborhoods can go to school in his honor because he paid for that.
Exactly.
He paid for that.
Boogie D, how important is it for people to hear from people like you and people like Nelly?
Well, I don't consider myself that important, so I'll take a step back off of that. But I think people like Nelly and Murphy Lee and Chingy and the St. Louis artists like Tef Poe, I think it's very important. But they also want to hear from their elected officials, and they want to hear from people that are in the community that call themselves community leaders. And we have a ton of them, you know, from Demetrius Johnson. So all those individuals, along with Hot 104.1 and Old School 95.5, simply allowing them to get on the air is most important. To get those voices out to say, hey, this is what we're going to do. So for Nelly, you know, it's hard. He's an entertainer. At the end of the day, he's an entertainer. But it is important to show that, hey, he knows what's going on in his hometown. And what he did is what most people don't understand. He didn't come and do an interview. He came and took over the radio station for 4 hours and took a lot of phone calls. And some of them were not positive, directed towards him. And he took it all to simply say, you know, I'm here, I'm doing the best I can, but his message was still simple. It's two things we always got to keep in mind. One, the Brown family lost their child and a family member. So we can't lose sight of that. And second thing is, you being in the street looting markets and beauty supply stores, you're stealing beer, chips, and hair, that's not bringing peace or calm or whatever the message you're trying to send. That ain't the message nobody's getting. So if we want to get to, you know, the Brown family to grieve and we want to truly be there for them, we have to have patience. And the second part of that is that we want to have a deeper conversation of what's going on in our city and our county. You know, looting is not how we're going to get to that answer.
Jacole Boogie D. Dolby, programming director and radio DJ for Hot 104.1 in St. Louis. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
No problem. I really do appreciate it.